Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Dan, just what were your thoughts on the two-point conversion and then the fight that kind of went after that?
Yeah, I thought this would be a tough game that would go all the way through. We talked last year's game. We thought the biggest difference was, you know, the turnover margin. And if we could play, you know, better in that space, we'd give ourselves a real shot to go. So, hey, that's their choice, man. I want to look at the tape and see what happened before, you know, our ejections or poise or any of those things. Like, our guys are absolutely going to stick up for themselves and for their teammates. And so I'll have a better sense, you know, as I get through it.
It was Dan Quinn post-game on Saturday night. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. Danny's out, Zabe is in. So the sequence there is the Eagles score a touchdown. They go up 27-10 with 4:33 to play. Quick math tells you that's a three-possession football game. There is no reason to be up 19 rather than 18 in terms of possessions or football math.
Well, is there a laminated card that says go for two there?
Analytically?
Yeah.
At 4:33 left, up 17?
Agreed. It's kind of ridiculous.
I don't know if there's a card that says that. Now,
by the way, has anyone ever seen the card?
I think every team's card is different, honestly.
I'm sure they probably are.
Because, like, the Nats, as an example, are rebuilding their entire front office, and they're going this data model. They just hired their 31-year-old GM, Ani Kalambi, to come over from the Phils. So I was actually texting with someone about this when they traded for Harry Ford, because I'm curious about this, this catching prospect that they bring over from the Mariners, who's not viewed as a particularly great defensive catcher. And I'm like, do you guys have your own data on him that you're using different than every other team as far as quantifying his defensive abilities? And the answer is obviously yes, but they're like, of course we do. And I'm like, but I mean, have you already crafted your data yet with this new front office? Or are you using what?
Whose data? In other words, did the data hold over from the old regime?
That's what I'm wondering.
Right. Or are you bringing in your own new recipes?
So does Toboni just bring over the...
I would hope they bring their own recipes.
From Boston, he'll bring what he had.
Yeah, you
Kalambi
can't...
Kalambi had his own thing in Philly.
Right. You can't cook off of somebody's recipe book.
No.
If you're going to have full reign on this.
But well, I would think you have to craft your own with what Kalambi likes, with what Toboni likes. So to make it football, right, the Eagles card is going to say something different than the data guys with Washington.
Right.
And they didn't even have that staff until a few years ago. And
let's ask Jay today if he had a card.
I like that. Yeah.
And if he has any that he kept. Because I'd like to bid on that as a piece of genuine, bona fide NFL artifactia. A laminated Gopher 2 card, much like a tip card for seniors at Denny's. How much should we be paying on a $92 bill?
So the physical card is even a question. I'll bet you there's not an actual physical card.
There may not be.
Because there's a dude in his ear telling him go or not. Now he's looking at a laptop in the booth upstairs next to Joe Witt, who's not allowed to stand on the sideline. Or is it the other way around? I don't know.
There might be a Twitter account, Gopher 2 or not, like the New York Times fourth down bot that ranks fourth down go or no-go decisions.
You see it on the telecast.
On a percentage of cowardly indexed.
Yes.
Which is hilarious.
They have this on Next Gen Stats as go or don't go and percentage of the time you should go on fourth and two from this distance. But the Eagles are up 27-10 after the touchdown, 4:33 to play.
They did not need to go for two.
They did not. It's an unwritten rule that at that point you don't, but there's nothing written and you're allowed to do whatever you want to do.
Stealing bases and an 8-run lead?
It's essentially what they did.
I was going to say, what's the marker in that in baseball?
Well, so that one's nuanced too. Again, this is where it gets complicated.
Depends.
This
is home or road. Is it 5-run game? 7-run game.
It's also about, are you still trying as the team that's down?
Right.
In other words, if you're still taking big leads and stealing and doing all this other stuff,
then
holding the runner on?
Yeah. Then we're going to keep trying ourselves.
If you're holding the runner on, I'm allowed to run. If you're not holding the runner on, I'm supposed to stay. Like that. Basically, it's a tit for tat thing. This is why we're making this our poll of the day, the Grant and Danny poll of the day, presented by Metropolitan Moving and Storage, local, long distance, residential, commercial, 3 decades of best in class service and experience. Did you have a problem with the Eagles going for two? Obviously, Commanders players did, because it led to a brawl shortly thereafter on that snap.
Mm-hmm.
And Dan Quinn is not going to come out after the game and say he was mad about that for two reasons.
But he kind of did.
He did without saying it. But I mean, for people that wanted the meat on the bone of him calling out Nick Sirianni and literally saying that was Bush League, he's not going to do that.
No.
A, after you get your butt whooped by 11.
That's whining.
It just looks.
That would get roasted in the media.
The optics are terrible.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't even think the optics of him saying, if that's how they want to get down, we're going to see you in 2 weeks. I thought the optics of that were cringe.
They were bad.
Because I'm like.
That's my point. You can't win.
I'm like, what are you going to do in 2 weeks? Up there. Like, what do you have waiting for him? Huh, coach? Like, but I felt like he was obligated to at least take a aggressive stance at the podium about what had happened.
This is the point, is his guys are watching.
I hear you.
They're upset.
By the way, my alternate theory is that Sirianni just didn't want to see Elliott miss another one. That he literally was like shielding his kicker from the yips because he couldn't make a 2-foot putt. So he's like, you know what? He can't miss an extra point if we don't go for it.
I would buy that if I didn't come into the game thinking Nick Sirianni was a twerp.
He is a total twerp.
Right? I mean,
he is the worst.
If you're having a draft to draft the coach who's the biggest
punchable coaches?
Exactly.
I don't know. Sean Payton is way up there for me.
He's high on the list. Calling Jacksonville small market. Backfire.
How'd that work out?
But Nick Sirianni is a dude that loves being hated.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're going to have a draft where you rank coaches most likely to violate those unwritten rules in a way that another coach finds disrespectful, he goes 1-1.
Sure.
I mean, everybody's lining up to get him at the top of that draft board.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
But my point on Quinn is, the proof is pretty much in the pudding on how he felt there. He called a timeout.
Yes.
With 1:09 to go after the Eagles ran a play on 1st and 10 from the 48.
Right.
It was the least call a timeout situation in the history of the world. He's literally now going, oh, you want to take your ball and go home? Not yet, buddy. You got to stay here for another snap. And it almost backfired on him because on the next play after that timeout, Johnny Newton gets hurt.
Yeah.
Now, Newton gets up, and he should be fine. It sounds like he's been cleared, and he'll play this week.
But then what did Quinn stop doing? He stopped calling timeouts.
Only, I think, because – well, maybe because his guy got hurt.
Either way, the optics are, oh, you're going to play Johnny Hardo, and then your guy gets hurt, and you're like, okay, never mind.
You get more punked than that. You forget, Zabe. They got 12 yards on that play. So the 1st and 10 from the 48 when the Eagles ran the ball, they lose That's one. Right. And Quinn calls a timeout, peering across the sideline at Sirianni like, you want to be a jerk? I can be a jerk, too.
Yeah.
They run downhill with everyone in the stadium knowing they're running it. They get 12 yards.
Yeah.
And Newton gets hurt, and then Dan Quinn goes, all right.
It's too bad that these low-level skirmishes, relatively speaking, are what we have to feed on in today's NFL. The coaches of yesteryear, like there's footage of Chuck Knoll squaring up against a younger Jerry Glanville and just chewing him out while handshaking him. I mean, pointing at him, won't let him go with his handshake.
Totally.
You know, there is Jimmy Johnson running after Buddy Ryan when he was running off the field and then saying in the post-game presser, he was too chicken. That fat guy was too chicken to come shake my hand afterwards. We used to have real coaching clashes. Now it's just low-level, subtle, passive-aggressive skirmishes.
Passive-aggressive is the way to put it. The you know what the best recent one, and I say recent with a grain of salt because it was 14 years ago now.
Oh.
But do you remember the
Harbaugh,
last? Yes.
And what's his name for the Lions?
Jim Schwartz.
Schwartzy, yeah.
Like one of them like slapped the other one on the back.
Oh, no, Harbaugh did. Harbaugh gave him the hard paw, as I called him after that, and he gave him the back slap, and Schwartz was like, stunned and couldn't believe it.
Yeah, like, what is going on?
And then said afterwards, like, what's your deal, man?
That was as cold as DQ gets in the handshake, though. And I thought we had another one with Matt LaFleur and Ben Johnson.
It was a very, it was almost a Belichickian blow through.
Yes.
Belichick was great at the blow through handshake. Like, there's a photo of Belichick shaking Dungy's hand when he was at Indy where he's not even looking at him. He's like over here. And Dungy's like sincerely going to shake his hand. So funny. I mean, look, the egos amongst coaches we easily forget about as fans. They are both massive and necessary to rise to that level of coaching an NFL team. I was talking to a Jaguars buddy of mine this morning about how much he loves Liam Cohen and how when Liam Cohen got called out by Saleh in San Fran about, quote, stealing signals. And then they went to San Fran, beat the Niners. And afterwards, there was that dust up where Cohen's like, keep your name out of my mouth. And then all of a sudden, Saleh squares up against him. It all began because basically, you know, Saleh was going to shake the hand of Cohen and Cohen was swerving away from him like, I don't need to shake your hand. You're a coordinator now, pal. You fell off the boat of being a head coach. Right. I'm a head coach. I'm a made guy. F you. And so the egos are so amazing and huge, and it's a fierce, you know, it's a fierce profession to getting to that spot. So I get it, and these guys are fighting for their lives every damn week.
They are, but they also, I think, in the same way of the unwritten rules we were talking baseball early this segment, there is this feeling of respecting each other, too.
It is a fraternity, and they will often need each other to get jobs later.
Totally. But I just mean in game, Dan Quinn's pissed because Nick Sirianni disrespected him. In the same way, if you're Liam Cohen, you feel like Saleh did that. And that's where you see these exchanges. By the way, as much as I love Liam Cohen, who was a hell of a coordinator with the Bucks, they're missing him. I don't know that there's three guys in the league I would take to design my offense over Liam Coombe right now.
Yeah.
Saleh's -4.5 in that fight.
Oh, no. Saleh is jacked. And we can only assume he would fight well. There are some gym guys who look great shirtless, and then when they go to fight somebody, they're total pussies. But he could probably pound, you know, Liam into the ground like a tent stake.
Saleh looks like he played Lord Xerxes in the 300. I mean, him and that actor pretty much.
He doesn't skip leg day, arm day, trap day, back day, bicep. No days he skips. No days off for him. By the way, my buddy also said, being a Liam Cohen stan as a Jags fan, he goes, look, this dude made Will Levis a top 10 pick. Or not 10, but maybe first round pick.
Yes.
And I said, that's a hell of a flex thinking about it. I never thought about that.
Oh, he's sharp, man.
That he coached Will Levis into a lot of money.
He had Baker Mayfield in the MVP discussion.
That's another one, yes.
Look at that offense and Baker right now.
So net-net, I don't have a problem with what Quinn did. I thought the way he had to stick up for it in the presser was a little bit cringe. My alt theory is that Sirianni just didn't even want to see another kick from Elliott. And we'll see him in a week and a half.
I think Sirianni likes being disliked. It's a division rivalry. He kind of wanted to get his guys excited, and he doesn't care if the Commanders are annoyed. So I'll break the unwritten rule and deal with the consequences. I don't care about that team.
Maybe Sirianni was just pissed because it looks like their tush push has been blown up for good now. That the Commanders did a good job of defending it, and they got him to false start, and the referees now are finally, Grant, watching the damn play and throwing flags. If that weapon is out of their hands, I think Sirianni knows they're in big trouble. That was an amazing weapon.
Oh, if it's gone, they're cooked. I don't know that it is. It was certainly a bad day for it. There's no doubt about that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders. writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.